funky down. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. We are looking live from the Dell Diamond on a Thirsty Thursday. Got a couple reasons for you to get on out here. Not only can you enjoy some great baseball from the Round Rock Express, but also Thirsty Thursday, which means $5 24-ounce Bud Lights. Also, pints and pups tonight. A lot of folks bringing out their dog, the canine friends, and they're going to be out here tonight having a great time. Starting to cool off a little bit, too, so you'll start seeing people showing up. Not only showing up with their kiddos and the family, but showing up with their doggies as members of the family.
Yeah.
Be good stuff. All right. You can go check out our Twitter account. We'd recommend you do that. Go to Twitter. Go to hornfm.com. You can go there as well and watch the Twitch stream. But go to the Twitter account. There's actually a video we clipped from Twitch of basic KD almost being decapitated by a ball.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think of us as teammates. Yeah. I'm the only one not looking at the ball. I turn way too late and give you like, I mean, you guys see me playing catch. Usually I would, if I would add a little time, my hands would have gotten up. My hands like barely got up and it whizzed by me.
Yeah, you're not scared of that ball. I'm scared of the baseball.
Your face on it is what I love, though. Oh, but I'll give you credit because you had said the whole time.
It's fear. That's what it is.
I don't blame you. BK gets the least blame.
I mean, I told you it was coming.
Derek.
Now, Trevor's a hero here.
You are number one here. Come on.
The number one culprit.
Yes, he's got to be protecting
not the number one teammate.
He was the first line of defense, and we don't know what happened to
BK's
that line of
BK's the number one teammate.
And then Derek claims that he did say something, but his mic was cut off, so
apparently you didn't see me standing up in ready position to get the ball.
Derek, I'll give that. When I turned, Derek was standing
up. The ball faked him out, though, I guess, apparently.
It had nowhere to go, but around.
Around.
Oh, yeah, the ball got scared. Once Derek stood up, the ball's like, wow, I was going to hit one of them, but
now. I'm avoiding that concrete.
No, sir. I'm not messing with that guy.
Bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, I'm a great teammate, though. Like, I was never good enough to play, so I had to always be the good teammate.
That was good, though.
That's how it works.
If you watch the video, you'll see. Just watch BK the whole time. He perks up and then starts yelling. So he sees it. His spidey senses go off.
That's what I do. That's what I do. It's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, by the way. So check it out. All of our social media accounts at The Horn ATX. You can find that video. We'll play the audio from that video in the BK Lounge coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, we're a little less than 1 hour away from Round Rock Express Baseball. We're a little less than 72 hours away from Texas Longhorn Baseball. That's right, the Longhorns opening up College World Series play Sunday at 6 o'clock against Mississippi State. We'll have the game for you right here on The Horn. And earlier today on Bucky and Aaron, head coach David Pierce chat with the guys about the expectations for the Longhorns in Omaha. Here's the interview.
All right, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. If it's Thursday at 8:30 during the baseball season, we're thrilled to always bring on our friend David Pierce, head coach in Omaha. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
How was the trip?
It was pretty quick and easy. We left yesterday and got in yesterday afternoon. Just getting ready to go get tested. All's well.
Yeah, the COVID testing continues, Coach. I mean, we're still dealing with that, and even though your team's been vaccinated, everybody's got to get tested this morning. It's one of the reasons for the early arrival, several days before the game Sunday night.
Yeah, we actually don't test. We just show proof of vaccination, and once we do that, then we get our credentials. So that's where we are right now. Everybody in our party is vaccinated, so we'll get that taken care of and practice here in a couple of hours and have a great day in Omaha.
You know, Coach, just the excitement of being there for your players, and a lot of, a couple have experience, and a bunch don't have experience at being in Omaha, but it's got to be exciting for this baseball team. It's not the culmination. The culmination is that trophy, of course, and you know that, and you understand that, but just to get to where you have, I mean, it's been a long journey. There's been a lot of testing. There have been a lot of swabs up everybody's nose. There's been shots. There's been vaccinations. There's been freezes to start out it's got to be exciting for your team.
It's very exciting. We only have two players that have any postseason experience, DJ Petrinski and Zach Zubia. So we're talking regional, super regional, and then now first time to Omaha. So it's pretty interesting to watch this group kind of take it all in, but it's also interesting too because when I watch our team drive past Ameritrade yesterday, there was no reaction of just over the top, you know, like they feel like they belong here and they've never been here. And so it's really pretty cool watching them kind of look at this and think that they're going to come in here and have an opportunity to compete for a national championship without feeling like they're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's kind of been what you've talked about with this team, David, that the you know, they're the same group every day. They show up and go to work, and you know, whether that's here in Austin or you know the mindset you hope travels to Omaha when you begin your work on the practice field today.
Yeah, and I think it's just a tribute to them, our coaching staff, our support staff, but these players are just resilient. They're tough-minded. They have incredible grit, and they like each other. And, you know, probably the one thing that I've loved about this team more than anything is they really enjoy the success of their teammates. And you can watch them celebrate when a teammate has great success, hits a home run, scores a run, big strikeout. And I think that's the neatest part of this group is that they get pumped up for each other. So that really excites me to watch their, you know, ability to go share their excitement for their teammates is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, there's very few coaches that really have this opportunity. You've been in coaching a long time, and when your team has the eye of the tiger, you know, when you have that, you know, as you said, when you walk past the place, you don't get overexcited about it. You got the eye of the tiger. There's the big prize ready for you to happen. Guys like Nick Saban, they see the eye of the tiger an awful lot, you know, and teams like that. And I remember playing against Nebraska in the first Big 12 championship. Our team got off the bus and going into the stadium in St. Louis. It was, we got the eye of the tiger. And that's what it sounds like with your group right now. They've got it. You can feel it and you can sense it.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of that is correct. And I think we're made right. Our mindset is correct. We're going to have seven other teams that probably feel the same way. At least six out of the eight teams are here thinking they have a great shot of winning the tournament. And then, you know, you're going to always have those teams that are, hey, we made it to Omaha and we're happy to be there. And I think we're past that. But again, you never know. We have a team that's very young, but everything that they've proven and shown this year has been that eye of the tiger, as you say, and it's been pretty cool just watching this growth.
David Pierce is with us from Omaha. Texas 5-0 so far in the postseason, have only trailed for one half inning, and that's something we've talked about with your ball club. You and Bucky just talked about it too, the eye of the tiger. You know, you make being a competitor a big part of your recruiting. You're looking for athletic guys that can compete, and you see that in your club. I mean, you saw it against South Florida on Sunday night. They scored two in the first, but you guys jumped back with four. Every time they would score a run, you guys would bounce back and equal that or beat it. And that's winning baseball pitch by pitch and inning by inning, Coach.
Yeah, you can look back at the Saturday game when we blew the 3-0 lead in the ninth. And, you know, you come back in the dugout, it's 3-3, and you have a chance to put them away and go 1-0 and advance the next day. But they tied it up. They had a couple big hits, and our team finished the inning, came in. There was no kind of reaction of, you know, a bad stare or, hey, we just let this one get away. And we just kept playing. And, you know, it worked out for us. We got a runner, and then EK come up with a big triple and, you know, scored the run. So we've seen it a lot this year. It's just that resilience and that toughness that this team has.
You know what? When you ran down from third base to home plate, you had the eye of the tiger yourself, as a matter of fact. I didn't know that speed factor was there for you, Coach. That was quite remarkable to see. You know, I would probably have the eye of the squirrel going from third to home, but I thought you had the eye of the tiger yourself.
Well, Bucky, I did play center field, okay? Give me a little bit of credit.
There you go.
But no, it was just cool watching our team, and then, I don't know, it was just a reaction following Silas into the home plate. And but you always watch that, too, is when Silas, if you go back and look at the replay, nobody ever congratulates the guy who scores a run. They all run out to the guy with the ball. And so Silas slides in, and I'm looking at Silas kind of over my shoulder, and he's having to get up and go chase the hitter, EK, as well, because nobody recognized that he just scored the run.
Well, and I thought that was, you know, a good signal. I mean, part of your team, the speed of your ball club, the athleticism, Very few teams in college baseball would have their catchers score from first on a ball into center field. He cutting the bases the right angles and the speed you guys have to score from first on that hit says a lot about what your ball club's all about. David, how does your ball club set up for Ameritrade Park? I mean, it's a pitcher's park. I mean, obviously, in a lot, the wind predominantly blows in through downtown there. Do you feel good about the setup and how your team is set for what they're going to see in Omaha starting Sunday night?
Well, I just think when you build a team, you look at it and say, we want to have the ability to score different ways, and we want to have the ability to win in different ways. And we've pitched well, and we've played defense well all season. And so those are two things that I believe are important ingredients to play well in this park. We've hit a lot of home runs for, you know, the University of Texas. I think we've hit as many home runs as been hit since 2010, and it's a good thing, but this park is tough to drive the ball out of, especially gaps, out of the both gaps and probably dead center field. If you, you know, barrel a ball on pull side, you got a chance to drive one out. So I think it plays in our favor, but at the same time, we've got a really tough Mississippi State team that we played early in the year, and some one stat for them that really sticks out is that they've struck out 744 hitters this year. It's kind of an unheard of number. So I think the key for us is not necessarily the park, but making sure we're putting pressure on them and we're getting solid contact where we have those opportunities to get a leadoff hitter on and create some action and try to score in multiple ways.
Yeah, Coach, are you there's going to be that same aggressive attitude that you guys have had all year, run hard, run smart, and take off and do some things to push the envelope again, to do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our offense is predicated on the action game, the creativity. If it's a leadoff walk and a drag bunt versus a leadoff walk and trying to drive the ball in the gap. And we do both, and we've had success doing both, but at the same time, you know, we're pretty good at taking advantage of what the pitching and defense gives us as well. We don't just bunt to advance a runner. Most of our bunt guys are bunting for hits. And then, you know, the premium is the hit, but we have to make sure that we execute to get the runner in scoring position as well.
David Pierce is with us in Omaha. Texas plays Sunday night against Mississippi State. It's the final game of the weekend. Of course, on the Texas side of the bracket, it's the Longhorns with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State, Virginia, and Tennessee. We'll play in the earlier game on Sunday afternoon in Omaha. You mentioned Mississippi State and all the strikeouts. They're a power team. They hunt the fastball on offense, Coach, and they strike out a lot of batters, as you said, on the mound. Any thought on if you decided who's going to start the game for you guys and how you'll attack this lineup with your pitching staff?
Well, I mean, of course we're going to go through their lineup, but we're usually going to lean towards our strength. We haven't made a final decision, but we haven't changed a whole lot from start to finish in a weekend series. So, you know, most likely you'll see Ty unless we find something that gives us a reason to change that. But, you know, I can go back to a reference of DKR and pretty much believe in what he says is, you know, you dance with what broke you. And we've been pretty consistent of what we do, and there's no reason to change things now.
Well, that's great because I have $1 million on it, so I have to report that. Is that official? Can I report it yet?
No, you can't. Not yet. It's not official, Bucky.
Okay.
Not official, but possible. It wouldn't be surprising if I see Ty Madden run out there on Sunday night, and that's got to make you feel good if you're the coach or a Longhorn fan. Last thing, Coach, on the fans. I know you've talked about it. I thought one of the things you told us last week was interesting that, you know, the fans, this team deserves those fans, and the fans deserve this team, and as consistent as they've been. But it was neat to see all those fans out there at the dish yesterday to send you guys off. I'm sure that put a smile on your ball player's face.
Well, yeah, let's go to Saturday and Sunday first. I mean, they were incredible. Not only in numbers, but the stadium was so electric, and you could feel it. You could feel it, you could hear it, you could smell it. It was unbelievable. And then, you know, for us to hop on the bus yesterday afternoon and have fans at the stadium, we have the palm squad there and the cannon was there. It's a great send-off, and our kids deserved that. They burned it and truly, truly appreciate it.
Coach, and we appreciate you each Thursday, and we look forward to next Thursday, and we'll see where we are. Texas hadn't won a World Series game up there in Omaha since 2014, and they'll set about trying to change that coming up on Sunday. Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Coach, keep the eye of the tiger. Coach. Keep that eye of the tiger.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Hook 'em horns.
There he goes. David Pierce on with Bucky and Aaron this morning. And the guys really tried to get a starting pitcher announcement out of Coach Pierce, but he wouldn't bite. He wouldn't bite or budge. I just combined those words and said bite. Neither. But, KD, we think Ty Madden will be getting the ball for UT on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Ty Madden will be the guy. And, look, he's really hadn't had to face good lineups the last 2 weeks, so I take those numbers for what they are. But he's been elevating his fastball too much. I think he would tell you he's not been as sharp with his command as he wants to be. Numbers may not bear it out, but if he's up in the zone against Mississippi State, could be a problem.
Big 12 pitcher of the year, Rod B. He's been a diamond for this Texas baseball team. Speaking of diamonds, if you need a diamond, who should you hit up?
Hit up my friends at Diamonds Direct. Speaking of Diamonds Direct, they always give you the best prices. That's why I love them. That's why I'm a true believer in the Diamonds Direct difference, and you should be too. Speaking of hot savings, they are giving you the best deal of a lifetime right now. The hottest offer ever. 5 years, zero interest financing on any and every purchase in the store. So right now, you go to Diamonds Direct, you purchase anything. Maybe it's an engagement ring. Maybe it's diamond earrings for a birthday. Maybe it's an anniversary gift. Maybe you're thinking about Christmas, all right? Even here in the summertime, you're thinking about that Christmas gift, the gift for that very special person. You can get that Diamonds Direct right now for no money down. Spread your payments out over 5 years with zero interest. That's right, folks. I know all about the Diamonds Direct difference. I went there initially for the engagement ring. Then I went back again for the anniversary gift. Then went back again most recently for the wedding bands. And I'll go back time and time again to Diamonds Direct because they set themselves apart because they are the best of the best. The best service, they also have the best selection and the lowest prices. They cut out the middleman, so they offer low prices that nobody else can. So go discover the Diamonds Direct difference for yourself. Go there and visit them right there in the domain, or you can go to their website, diamondsdirect.com. You can make an online appointment there. You can get an online consultation, and also you can check out their exclusive inventory at diamondsdirect.com. I'd recommend you go there and experience it for yourself. That's right there in the domain next to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Texas baseball opening up College World Series play on Sunday at 6 o'clock. The Longhorns looking for revenge against Mississippi State. Of course, the Horns opened up the 2021 season against Mississippi State at the Gilf in Arlington. The Bulldogs got the win 8-3, but a very different Texas team. We'll see what happens. We'll preview that matchup. We'll preview the College World Series a lot during tomorrow's edition of the Triple Option with RBKD. But coming up next, oh, man, we had a scare earlier today, gentlemen. We're at the Dell Diamond. We are on the concourse near the left field foul pole. And we got here at 3 o'clock, and we got to witness batting practice for both Round Rock and Oklahoma City. And well, about 2 hours ago now, there was a foul ball that came eerily close to our table. We've got the audio of the incident, and we'll play it for you, and we'll get into a discussion about what we could have done and what we should have done up next in the BK Lounge.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it in 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
In your life, have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. June 17th, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I'm BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Gentlemen, we have declared that today is not considered Juneteenth, correct? Even though it's June 17th, today cannot be classified as Juneteenth?
Nope, got a couple of more days.
Okay.
It is a Juneteenth, not the Juneteenth.
And, got it.
And you're going to be in Galveston.
Come on now.
Where this whole thing began.
That's why I'm going.
No, it's not.
And I think it's going to be a national holiday, potentially, because I think Joe Biden, President Biden, is supposed to sign it into law.
Really?
Joey Buckets.
I'll take as many national holidays as we can.
Is that what you call Joey Buckets? Biden?
Yeah, every president has a nickname. Donald Trump, the Don, Barry O for Barack, W was W.
Yeah, he was W.
And that's pretty much every president I've had in my life.
That is true.
Bill Clinton, too. But,
what was his nickname?
I can't say that one on the air. Don't do it.
Exactly. Oh, that was a softball.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Slick Willie. He was slick, man.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was.
And he liked his Willie.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Yes, he absolutely did. So we were going to talk doping excuses in today's BK Lounge. Of course, we had the story on the show yesterday where a U.S. Olympic hopeful sprinter failed a drug test and blamed it on a pork burrito that she had eaten from a food truck the night before her urine drug test.
It can happen.
And that can't happen. Happened to Dwayne Brown, former Texan, who blamed it on contaminated meat. Sure enough, it was contaminated meat that caused the illegal substance to show up in his urine. We're going to save that for tomorrow.
Okay.
The worst doping excuses in sports history. We'll do that for tomorrow's BK Lounge. By the way, tomorrow's show at the Bon Air, 9070 Research Boulevard. Thanks to Altstadt Beer in advance for putting that one on. I'm going to be hammered during tomorrow's show.
Just let y'all know.
Great.
You're call you a shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
You got a ride share to the Bon Air then, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
By the way, that's one of those calling your shots. I think he's actually going to come through with it. That's not saying I'm going to hit a home run. That's an easy one to follow through with.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pointing my finger right now to the bar.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing.
Deep center field, but avoiding it to the bar. So come out and hang out with us tomorrow, and that'll be the BK Lounge. But earlier today, we're broadcasting today from Dell Diamond, of course, home of the Express, the first place Round Rock Express. We've had a great time being out here, but we got here at 3 o'clock, and when we got here, warm-ups were going on the field. Guys throwing catch, guys taking infield, and of course batting practice going on as well for both Round Rock and Oklahoma City. And a couple of hours ago during our show, BP was going on, and we're stationed right by the left field foul pole on the concourse. It's very difficult for a ball to get here, right? Because during batting practice, they have a cage on, which prevents a lot of the angled shots from even leaving the batter's box. Mm-hmm. And also, like,
you're not going to get a pop-up.
Where we're positioned, very unlikely for a baseball to come close to us, let alone, I mean, be right here.
We've got another net. So that's the biggest net, the batting cage, which is going to take away a lot of stuff. But if you are going to get it, it's probably on a line.
Yes.
But that net, to go with stuff in front of us, yeah, I thought it was going to be tough.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
The video is on our social media accounts if you want to witness what happened for yourself. Thanks to Trevor and Derek and our social media team for making that happen. So find that on the Horn ATX Twitter and Instagram page and on our Facebook page as well. But our guy John back at the studio was nice enough to cut up the audio, or at least some of the audio from the video. And here's what it sounded like, our reaction in real time to a foul ball in BP coming right towards us.
Look, Tom Herman was a big offensive name. Yeah, Tom Herman won a national championship at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. So there's something about Texas that isn't right.
Coming,
let's
coming.
See, let's see. Ooh. It. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. Dude.
That was good.
That
what happened to you guys?
Whoa, it went through
y'all.
Trevor
we,
and
we
Derek.
Saw it bounce right there.
And it came, it bounced like right here.
Oh, man, so there it was. Let's play it one more time, John, from the beginning.
I go right away, I get on my infield.
Yep, yeah, KD starts blaming
everybody.
So I'm
the only one who's not looking,
right.
In fairness.
Yeah, KD's looking at me.
I'm looking at
while
you.
He's talking, making his points.
Yeah. So here's the audio of that one more time. And you can clearly hear me
try
to warn.
Well, I wasn't looking either.
I wasn't looking at KD.
I was the only person looking at the field. And my seat is angled towards home plate.
Smartly done.
I chose this seat for a reason.
Yeah.
But here's the audio one more time of us reacting to a foul ball that was headed right towards us.
Look, Tom Herman was a big offensive name. Yeah, Tom Herman won a national championship at Ohio State. So there's something about Texas that isn't right.
Let's see
it for whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm still making my point when you say coming.
The first coming.
Let me finish my point.
Coming.
What happened to you guys?
Whoa. It went through
y'all. We saw it bounce right there.
And it came. It bounced like right here.
Oh, man. You know why that happened. You were praising Tom Herman, and that's why a foul ball came
in fairness, if you just heard that, the context to that was negative recruiting, and I said we're coming up with other pitches.
Yes.
And I said, well, they're probably saying, hey, they said the same thing about Tom Herman as I said about Sark.
Yep. Oh, man. Wow. And I got to say, you would have gotten the worst of it, KD.
Oh, I know.
I don't know how close it came to hitting you in the back of the head, but it was probably about
three or four feet
away from your head.
Oh, and it could have been.
And it was moving fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
Well, it could have been.
Oh, BK.
I'm all about the bits. No. That would have been a bit and a half
if
right there.
If not for BK, I don't know if you move in time. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, but the only thing is I would have been still right here. It would have whizzed by me, and then I wouldn't have given the whoa. I would have been like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't think, if that ball was coming right towards KD, he wouldn't have gotten out of the way in time.
No way.
No.
Like, the good news was it just missed him by a couple of feet. But the reaction time from me saying coming was not quick enough to avoid any sort of baseball.
You said it twice. I think you did a good job.
Just
moving at
a little bit sooner. A little sooner.
Well, I had to make sure it was actually coming to us because I don't want to be the guy who's like, coming,
when
it's not even close.
And so you can see on the video
BK react physically before he says the words coming.
Gotcha.
I got excited. I was like, let's go. I'm ready to catch this.
He reacts about a second before he says coming. He like looks up and his body perks up.
I've heard that about him before.
Yep.
Well done.
Yeah, a couple of seconds before. I do perk up a little bit.
Well done.
Yeah, no, I had to make sure it was actually coming our way. Oh, and the angle, it was like have y'all seen the movie Wanted? I don't know why this
is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but angle's a bullet.
Yeah, the curved bullet.
Yeah.
It basically had like
James
a curvature right towards us.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God. I had to make sure I wasn't just seeing stuff, you know. It's hot out here. I'm not like having heat flashes where I'm seeing this baseball. Sure enough, it was coming our way. So I ask you guys, because I'm sure our friends at the Dell Diamond are going to have us out here for another broadcast.
I know where I'm sitting.
I'm excited about that. Are we going to sit out here? Are we going to request for a different part of the ballpark that is not in foul ball territory?
No, let's stay out here.
I'm going to come early and take BKC.
Yeah, right.
Oh, is that it?
I think that's my that's my goal. Because you got the catbird.
We're going to all show up
this way.
But you can react because you can see it.
Well, we're going to all show up at 1:45. It's like, what are you doing here? It's like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Yeah, you guys are going to be here before our setup guys are here.
I guess we could bring a glove.
No.
We could. I tell you what.
Tell
you what. I mean, it wouldn't have helped because by the time I turned around, it was whizzing by my ear. But
it wouldn't help the damn thing.
You can't. I mean, I'm anti bring your glove to the ballpark if you're over the age of 15 anyways. But that's for a game. You sure as hell can't bring your glove if you're doing a radio show here.
It's a bit.
If you're here
it's
for
a bit.
Batting practice. It's a bad bit.
It's a bad bit.
It's a bad
bit. You know
what?
I'll say this, and I'm kind of with you on the, especially if you're with, like, your buddies and you're older. Like, that comes off a little lame.
Mm.
If you're coming with your kid, right?
Yeah, different story.
Okay.
Different story. But not if you're just showing up by yourself or with your girl or with your buddies. You can't show up to the ballpark with the glove, man.
All right. Well, you can.
And BK kept the ball that almost killed you as, like, this ceremonious little memorabilia.
I know.
I like having balls
in my hand. I'm not sure if that's
–
You like having balls in your hand?
Yeah.
I can go there.
You know, baseball, basketball.
Yeah.
I like sports. You know? We're talking about sports here. That's what we do.
If you're driving here right now, I gave away the other one. BK is going to give away this one. Yeah, to one of the kids that came by. Hey,
I was going to give it to a dog and just to let him
whether
chew
you
it.
Bring your glove or not.
Dogs love baseball.
Oh, dude.
Whether you bring your glove or not to a game, each their own. Do whatever you want. Be respectable. But the biggest thing is, if you get a foul ball, give it to a kid around you.
I like that.
No,
rule.
No, period.
As a rule of thumb.
Give it to a kid around you. If you're at the Irwin Center and cheerleaders are giving away, they're shooting T-shirts up and you get one. Maybe not a T-shirt.
Those things are like adult XL.
Maybe
what's a kid going to do with that thing?
But like
grow into it.
They've given
in 30 years.
They've given away back in the day like Nerf, like little plastic balls, basketballs. Give that to a kid, right?
I'm with you. I give all that stuff to kids.
I do, too.
Two rules of catching a foul ball at the ballpark. Number one, you give the ball to a kid. Number two, if you catch the foul ball in your beer, you have to chug the
beer. No doubt. I agree with that, too.
And also, I'm a proponent of
– and here's the other thing.
If you have a beer and you catch a foul ball, you should still chug the beer. Even if it doesn't land in the beer, you got to start chugging while the camera's on you because everyone's going to love it.
Agreed. I'm going to take it one step further.
Okay.
Ready?
Good point.
So if you've got a kid next to you and a glove –
give the kid the beer.
And you catch it in your beer, the kid has to drink the beer right
now. Oh, no. I can't promote that.
Craig Way, Texas. How about the time Chad brought a glove to Dale Diamond when he was throwing out the first pitch?
Oh, no.
Is that acceptable?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not.
Really? He went on the field with the glove?
Here's the thing.
For a first pitch?
So I asked him
I thought
about
I had
this.
The most embarrassing first pitch story
no,
here.
You don't.
Not even close.
I asked him about it, and I said, Chad, you don't need the glove out there. He said, the reason I brought the glove is because I was staying for the game.
Oh.
I thought that was going to – I knew PK was going to hate that even more.
Goodness gracious.
That is hilarious.
Come on, Chad. Dunk on anyone while they're on vacation, but Chad deserves dunking on for
yeah,
that.
I actually didn't know that either. That's a great story. So how, first of all, how did he do in the first pitch? Was it acceptable? Was it respectable at least?
For a guy who never played any baseball at all,
good?
Yeah. It was, I mean, if I remember, it was like chest high.
With
it was
them calves
up,
he's got, to be able to summon power from those damn calves.
You would think. I don't think he's able to get all the strength out of his calves yet into his windup. But, yeah, he had his glove out there.
Wow.
How about that?
That is amazing.
There's the BK Lounge.
That's
come out
awesome.
And see us.
That's
We've
awesome.
Got one segment left, but, of course, the E-Train will take over. A little after 7 o'clock, first pitch, Round Rock taking on Oklahoma City. It's a thirsty Thursday here at the Dell Diamond. So come say hello, but also just come support the E-Train, the first place Round Rock Express right now. When we come back, oh, by the way, check out the video of the audio
yeah, check
that we
out
played.
The video.
It's on all
and
of our social media
when you
accounts.
Watch the video, see how excited it makes BK and KD. They get giddy after
well,
it
right,
happens.
Right away, I'm like, whoa, and then I got happy, yeah.
Yeah, after their life is threatened.
And I'm the one that almost got hit.
Foul ball. Yeah, Katie's like, whoa, that was amazing.
That's how much I missed the ballpark.
Exactly.
We crazy, got to live man. To tell the story.
Yeah, and more of that.
It's the Triple Option with RBKD. We will wrap up the show and tell you what's on tap next.
Papa Top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash you?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's
oh,
really
man,
good.
That's good. That's
Papa Top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. We are hanging out here at the Dell Diamond. You can get on out here. We're almost done, but of course they're just starting things out here at the Dell Diamond. The Round Rock Express will be in action. It's a Thirsty Thursday, so you get $5 24-ounce Bud Lights. Also, it is pints and pups, so a lot of pups walking around, so it's a really cool atmosphere out here at the Dell Diamond. Before we get out of here, I got to encourage you to go to hornfm.com. If you miss any part of any of the shows, you can catch up with them on the podcast page. Also, go to our Horn social media accounts, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you can see the video of KD almost being decapitated, almost got dead by a foul ball. But my man BK might have saved the day because he was the first one to yell out.
The hero.
Coming.
Kind of.
I'm a lifesaver.
I think you, hey, well, you know, nobody else did anything.
True.
So I'll give BK props.
I will too.
All right, gentlemen, before we get out of here, let's let the people know what's on tap tonight. I guess you guys are watching baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to hang around here and try to decide. Obviously going to grab a cold one, then also decide on what I want to eat. Are you going to eat something?
You
got to get back. You talked about this. You got your lady.
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit the road.
You couldn't bring something back and she wouldn't be cool?
She's picky. So I might just
are you allowed
something.
To bring ballpark food back?
Sure.
Can you leave? Can you leave the stadium?
I don't even know. Can you leave the stadium with ballpark?
That's the question. Like,
oh, I didn't think about
are you allowed
that.
To walk out of the stadium?
I guess you could. You own it. It's yours. It's your food.
Yeah, it's not like beer, right?
Drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be weird though. They don't usually have to-go containers, so you gotta have that in your car for an hour drive down south.
The burger smells freaking amazing.
That's what I'm thinking.
And that burger right behind us at the Good Stock Grill.
Yeah.
Holy moly!
By the way, just so y'all know, Bonnie Tyler's song was about me. Saying she needs a hero.
Oh.
So I just wanted you guys to Get that in your heads before.
I'm glad you know the actual artist who sings that song.
I'm not glad I know that.
I don't know it. I know the song, though.
By the way, shout out. We got a doggy.
We got a Shiba Inu nice. Right here. I love Shiba Inus. Yeah. They're great dogs.
Shout out to the pups.
This is an awesome
We've
dog.
Seen dozens and dozens of pups
oh,
here
yeah.
so far.
Yeah.
Not one of them has taken a crap.
No.
We had one dog in our studio,
yes.
and he took a crap.
Excellent point. Excellent
that
point.
Is an
Unreal.
Point.
No, the dogs have been great. They do have a little kiddie pool with filled with water.
Let's go.
So not for us.
Not for you.
For the dogs.
Yes.
Not for the dogs to even get in, for the dogs to drink out of.
Yeah,
so they've got
okay.
water out here. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be hanging out for a little while. Come
good
say
luck.
Hi. Brad has a baseball to give away that he's going to give away to a kid. Hey, 2-hour flex. So our guys talking some high school football,
Snoop
basketball,
Snoop.
Baseball, softball, you name it. They got everything covered. That'll do it for us. Thank you to Trevor and to Derek
thanks, Trevor.
Here.
Thanks, Derek.
And also thanks to John back at the studio.
Shout out.
Doing a great job. For Rod Babers and for Brad Kellner, I'm Kevin Dunn. We will see y'all tomorrow and talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Your friends are hosting an online viewing party to watch the NBA playoffs. But if your slow upload speeds were to make you sound like an evil robot...
Come on, get the rebound!
Whoa, who is that?
I'm sorry.
You're not an evil robot. You just need better internet. AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience with 25 times faster upload speeds than cable. Visit att.com/25x faster. Limited availability in select areas based on Internet 1000 wired upload connection speed versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply.
Sam Dude with Barton Creek Lending Group is the name to remember when you are ready to refi your home or buy a new one. Rates are still low, so if your interest rate is above 4%, it's probably a good idea to reach out to Sam Dude soon. HomeLoanDude.com. If you are affected by the winter weather, insurance may not cover the entire cost of repairs. You can tap into the equity of your home and make up the difference. Refi your home.